USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats are up in arms after a controversial comment by Attorney General William Barr at his Senate hearing.
The chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't holding back in her criticism of Attorney General William Barr after he suggested that the FBI may have conducted surveillance on the 2016 Trump campaign.
I think there's spying did occur.
Speaking to reporters at a House Democrats retreat in Leesburg, Virginia, Pelosi says it appears Barr is protecting the interests of the president.
He is the Attorney General of the United States of America, not the Attorney General of Donald Trump.
The IRS didn't meet the deadline set by the Ways and Means Chairman to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says they need more time. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes says inflation is up.
Rising 0.4% in March, an increase that was right on analysts' forecasts. But year over year, the consumer price index was up more than anticipated at 1.9%. The so-called core CPI, which leaves out food and energy prices, rose 0.1% from February to March, but 2% from a year ago. Those figures are below what experts had predicted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ohio becomes the latest state to pass a near ban on abortion based on fetal heartbeat, with hopes that the more conservative Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. Georgia has a similar bill awaiting its governor's signature. Up to 2.5 feet of snow is expected to fall in parts of eastern South Dakota and southwest Minnesota. They're expecting winds in excess of 50 miles per hour, which will cause blizzard conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Republican senator from Missouri is calling on his alumni at Yale Law School to stop religious discrimination or lose federal funding. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley said during an appearance on Fox and Friends that he wants Yale University's funding be taken away if the school doesn't treat religious students fairly.
We've heard these kind of complaints before. They don't like the radical left doesn't like the position that religious organizations take on abortion or on traditional marriage or a range of other issues. All of it's really about is Yale has been looking for an opportunity to discriminate against religious organizations that provide, in many instances, free legal services to people in need and to discriminate against students of faith. They're not permitted to do that under federal law. So if they want federal funding, they need to stop discriminating.
Yale did put out a statement that says if an employer refuses to hire students that are Christian, gay, black, or veterans, they will not fund that position. To which Hawley says,
it sounds like Yale now has been exposed for what they're doing, and now they're trying to backtrack. But there's still a lot of, oh, trust us, you know, we'll get it right. So we're not going to trust anything. I want to see the details of their policy. I want to see that they are treating religious students and religious organizations in the same way they treat every other legal organization and every other student. And if Yale doesn't do that, if they don't treat religious students fairly, they should have their federal funding stripped.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.